Pod, be seated. This is School of Dad with Adam, Johnny, and Callum.
Yeah, you gotta siphon it.
Siphon it.
No way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. You've siphoned milk.
I have, yeah.
I have, but I haven't siphoned it.
You've drunk it.
I've drunk it. Yeah, I've done it.
Oh my god! I went home to do the sample, but I remember the exact location.
Can we guess? Garden?
No, not in the garden.
Looking over the hedge.
So I wasn't the best boyfriend. I thought it'd be a good idea to get drunk when Ralph came home. Don't look at me like that.
It's just like more of a intense game of a Tamagotchi or something. Do you know what I mean?
Are you applying your own Metadium?
Yeah.
How do you see down there?
What do you mean?
How do you wipe your bum?
Get a mirror out.
Gemma. Yeah. Toby needs changing and so do I.
This is School of Dad.
So, here we are again. It is time for episode 3 of School of Dad.
Oi, oi.
We're back.
How are we all?
Yeah, good, man.
We are once again in Johnny's kitchen with our three very different tales.
How come we always end up in my kitchen?
Well, you don't want to go anywhere else, mate.
You've got the nicer house.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. It's a lovely space, this.
It is, and the acoustics are fantastic.
They are. Mm. And we are three first-time dads who will give you the inside scoop on being a dad. I am Adam, father of Toby, who was with us last episode, but thankfully he is, not thankfully, because that makes it sound like I don't want to be with him all the time.
I've got to say thankfully.
Yeah. I am Callum, father of Ralph.
And we have Johnny.
I am Johnny, father of Alex, who is sleeping, thank goodness.
Yeah. He's supposed to be on the podcast, but he's voted with his feet and he's decided to go to sleep.
Just nap it out.
Yeah.
So happy days.
We're currently watching him on the monitor and
on silent.
He is
we're just watching for movement.
Very sweet as he sleeps.
He's cute, isn't he?
He hasn't moved for a while. Have you checked that?
I can see his abdomen going up and down.
That's one of the things you always have to do, though, when you check on the monitor. Abdomen, and if you can't see really much because maybe they're on their front, you have to really stick the monitor right up to your ear, turn it up to just hear the...
Yeah.
Oh, Tim, I've got it, actually. Toby is the worst snorer in the world. Have a little listen.
That's a bold statement.
To this.
Yeah. Oh. Sounds like a vibrator on pulse.
He was in bed with us the other night. He wasn't sleeping well.
Did you hear what Callum said, Adam?
Yeah, I did. I'm just
your son sounds like a vibrator or possibly a little bullet on pulse.
Sounds more like a lawnmower. We'll forget your comment, Callum.
Lovely.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable.
I missed the little rabbit. Why is he not here this week?
The last episode, which was The Birth, revealed that becoming a dad can be quite a stressful and certainly unique experience. So what did we take away from the last episode? I definitely took away that each birth is different and might not go as you planned.
Yeah.
Because none of ours went as planned.
Mm.
Babies look weird when they come out.
Exactly. It's perfectly normal to not fall in love with the bruised baby that you see before you. You might get a present from your dilated partner.
Only if it's your birthday.
Yeah, if it's
only
your birthday.
As
that Callum won't happen.
For 99.9%
It might happen. Just got to try it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Try your luck.
You've got to ask.
Did you ask or was it just given?
I don't know. I think it was planned.
Okay, planned?
Yeah, it's birthday, isn't it?
This is School of Dad.
Episode 3. Discharge, baby.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the moment the baby is discharged. How long was Ralph in hospital for?
5 days, but he was discharged after 3. Maisie was an extra 2.
So he just stayed with Maisie for a couple of days?
No, which was nice.
Yeah.
So quite good having a bit of guidance, people telling you.
Yeah.
Well, breastfeeding and stuff like that, but...
And what did you do on those 2 days when they were in hospital?
I worked. I went straight back to work the day
really?
After. Yeah.
Wow.
And then slept on the floor in the hospital for a few... You robbed beds, didn't you? Yeah. Remember this one? You robbed the beds.
We were there for a while. My wife, Gemma, was pretty sick. So I was given a bed next to her. Not to make you feel bad, then.
No. I still want to talk the bed.
Not in the way the state of the NHS is.
No.
Right.
No. Exactly.
Yeah, I should have slept on the floor.
So. Correct.
Johnny, how long was Alex in hospital for?
I think... Well, when he came out and then he went into the little box to sort out his jaundice, I think about 3 days or 4 days. It's a big moment. I wonder what it must be like for people that literally for the first time take their baby home right away Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's mental.
Yeah, within hours.
Like, within hours, they're like, there's people that have gone, popped the baby out. Maybe, like, if you've had a couple, then you just know the script. But certainly on your first time, I think that must be...
really daunting.
Maybe that's the negative of having, like, an easy birth. You go, you go up straight away.
That's it, yeah.
Don't have an easy birth.
No. You want to be in for a few days to get taught a few things,
it's
definitely.
It's hard, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, even learning, for me... how to hold a baby for the first time, especially a newborn, yeah. is quite a scary experience.
Yeah.
Now, what are your tips for holding a baby for the first time? Having never done it before, what would you say to somebody?
Don't drop it and support the neck.
Support the neck. Definitely. That's the one thing. Hand supporting the neck. That is the most important thing.
Because they do have really, really floppy heads.
Yeah.
But you will see the neck go back every now and then. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're more tough than you expect as well at the start. Like, I remember it was still in the hospital, but Louise said, okay, right, here you go, like, change his nappy for the first time. But she did it when, like, half of her family were there and my family were there, so there was about, you know, like 10 people watching this first time I changed his nappy.
Oh no.
And he was like screaming, and I was trying to put a baby grow on him, and like, obviously they're so tiny. Oh, it was horrible. I just like had a panic attack while doing it,
because then you're like, no, stop watching me.
Yeah, everyone was watching. But I think then one of the midwives, when she was putting him in a baby grow, she was just like, fire his arm in there and his leg in there. Like, they're dead tough.
Yeah.
You think, like, if you slightly move his arm back, it's just going to snap off. But they're not. They're like bones.
Yeah.
Babies have actual bones.
Yeah, babies do have bones. We can confirm that. We can all agree.
No knees, though.
No knees.
No kneecaps. They don't get kneecaps till about 9 months or something. Have a wee feel of Ralph and Toby's knees.
Okay, so they will. Well, Toby should have a set of knees now.
He should have knees now.
It's not like last
not
episode.
Knees, it's like kneecaps.
Okay, kneecaps. Last episode, you did say that babies can grow an extra finger in an incubator.
Did anybody Google it?
We didn't Google it.
I trust you, mate.
I think it's right.
Yeah.
Don't Google it.
Okay, I won't.
Another thing on these babies being weak, I remember speaking to my mum saying, like, I'm really scared about, you know, like Johnny was saying, putting in baby grows. And, to your social work, she did some course, and they showed her a video of this place in India where every newborn gets chucked off like a platform onto letting all the men catch it. And she was like, you'll be fine. Okay. And none of these babies get hurt. And I mean, it's high.
So you're talking like 10 feet?
I don't know, I don't work in feet, but okay. 4 metres.
Okay, 12 feet.
Under like a, under what?
All the men from the village hold like a canvas.
I think they are just robust.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean don't not try and drop them.
Don't drop them.
But...
yeah.
Just out of interest, have you ever dropped your baby?
I've never, like, genuinely. I know he's fallen off the bed a couple of times, but that wasn't my responsibility.
I've never dropped Toby, but I did accidentally drop a bottle of gin on him.
What?
A full bottle of gin.
On his head?
On his head.
I don't think you should put that in Adam, mate.
No, it was an accident. I wasn't even drunk. He was going for, like, a bottle of wine. I was, like, pulling him out, like, trying to move him out. And I picked out the bottle of gin. I was like, oh, where did I get that one from? And it slipped out my hands and landed on him from about a foot. But he was okay. A couple of tears.
Well, gin does make you cry, apparently.
Father's ruined.
Alex was in for... how many days?
He was in for about 4 or 5,
four
I think.
Four or five. Toby was 141.
Oh, well, you win.
Yeah, I win. Yeah, we never thought we'd get there, though. It was difficult because being a dad of a neonate can be quite frustrating because you're watching other dads like yourselves come in and then a few days later leave with the car seat and they take their baby.
What does neonate mean?
So I think it's short for neo-Nazi.
It's certainly not short for that.
It's very hard being a father of a neonat.
No, they pull the thing out the back of his head.
That's the Matrix.
Neo, natal. Toby being born at 26 weeks. Needed time to grow extra fingers, maybe.
Correct.
Or kneecaps. He was really quite ill. The whole 5 months was quite frustrating for me as a dad, seeing other people being able to take their kids home. I mean, I did feel jealous. I was jealous of you guys. But it was...
Ralph wasn't born then, mate, so you couldn't be jealous of me.
I was jealous of future you. So I did get quite angry at times, if I'm honest.
It would make sense.
Like, so frustrating. Like, you're there and all you want is your baby to be well. And he went through so many periods of where he was sick, when he, like I told you last episode, where he had sepsis, pneumonia, had neck, which is this disease called necrotizing enterocolitis, which basically kills off the bowel. And when that happened, like, we were given a 20% chance of survival. We were told to say goodbye to him in Alder Hey. They saved his life. And the Women's Hospital saved his life, Liverpool Women's Hospital. They were amazing. I mean, you just got to be patient. If you're a dad of a neonatal baby who's in the unit for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, just be patient and do all you can for the mother. And I think we've spoken about that before. During these periods, it's all about making sure you, in hospital, that you're looking after the mum as much as the baby, because there's very little you can really do for the baby.
Yeah. Did they ever give you like a time scale?
No.
Like, did they give you like an expectant thing? Oh, is he going to be in for this long? Or?
26 weeks, they say it's about 90 days, but he was 141 because he just, anything that could go wrong did go wrong. And in fact, the day we were supposed to take him home, he ended up in theatre again. Because he had this, what they call a Broviac line. So, you know, you'll have a cannula in your wrist.
Yeah.
A Broviac line is stitched into the heart to deliver drugs. Okay. So that's what he got when he went in for a surgery first time. So they were removing that. He was all good to go. They were removing that and they cut through the line and nearly went all the way back into his body. So he had to get rushed through into surgery again. On a like anything that could go wrong did go wrong.
But so after all that, you dropped a bottle of gin on his head. You need to be a bit more careful. Like.
And that was so the worst thing that happened to him.
Be a bit more careful, wouldn't you?
This is School of Dad.
Is Alex okay? He's still sleeping.
Yeah, he's fine. Okay. He's fine. He's fine. I've got us on mute.
Abdomen still going.
The abdomen's going. It's okay. A high tech Sony baby monitor. Yeah. So we're on mute. But if I just press this little microphone, I can whisper to him and say like, "You're all right. You're all right." Yeah. Like Steve Irwin, yeah. Crocodile Hunter. My next little topic that I want to talk about, Adam.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, you're looking at your sheet there that you've got loads of questions and I've gone rogue.
You've gone rogue. It's just I wanted to keep some semblance of order.
That's fine. I just wanted to talk very, very briefly on maybe a little bit of breastfeeding, all right, about the breast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come on strong. I'm not telling mothers and fathers what to do. I'm talking the lazy part of myself. If you can convince your partner to breastfeed, it is an absolute winner.
Yep.
And I know some people can't, and I know some people struggle with it, but if you can convince them to keep on the breast, wow, what an easy life for the man.
Yeah.
No night feeds, because the baby's just there. And no smelly poos.
No.
And no smelly poos with breastfeeding.
Zero smelly poos.
No, the poos don't smell when they're just on breast.
Yeah.
Breast
it smells like their breath.
It smells like their breath.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah, honestly.
It's really? Just milk. It's just milk. Yeah, it's when they start having food or formula.
Yeah.
Then that's where the additives are in there.
And that's when it is rotten. Yeah.
That's just my little top tip on breastfeeding. Yeah. But I can talk about that all day long.
Yeah, I mean, some people, as you rightly said, some people can't breastfeed. Some people can only express. Some people do it for only a couple of weeks and then go on to formula. And whatever works for you, it's the right thing.
Yeah, you got to stress that. Whatever works for you, but if you can do the breastfeeding,
do it for as long as possible.
Because then you get sleepy bobos all night time.
Is Alex still breastfeeding?
He is, yeah. But he'll only really have a... He's 1.5 now, so he'll only really feed at night, usually.
So then, again, you don't have to do any bottles at night?
No, he's never had a bottle.
This man is living the absolute dream.
Well, he's had a bottle, but not formula.
He's had a bottle of Express milk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, Louise, when I look after him and Louise is away... Louise would express.
Yeah.
And I think you have to express because then the boobs...
It will slow up, dry up.
No, they get hard and packed and full.
Painful.
They get that. When it gets dead, I don't know what the word's called, and you got to go...
What's that?
You got to help the missus out and go...
Yeah, you got to siphon it.
Siphon it yourself.
No way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. You've siphoned milk.
I have, yeah.
I have, but I haven't siphoned it.
You've drunk it.
I've drunk it. Yeah, I've done it.
Oh my god. Okay. Cool. I never did this.
Only because he told me to.
Okay. So, how early on into having the babies did you sample the milk?
2 days.
2 days. So you were still in hospital and you sampled.
I just wanted to see what it tasted like.
Was that straight from the boob that you had it?
Yeah.
After
I think
two
so.
Days.
Just a wee.
What did it taste like?
Coconut milk.
It's nice.
It's like sweet, sweet water.
And did you notice that you then were free of all illnesses?
I just was like,
scurvy had gone.
I was like, I don't ever need to eat again. I did get a bit cranky about 7 o'clock at night again.
So coconut milk. And what about you, Callum? What did it taste like?
Yeah, coconut milk.
Really?
But I didn't do it probably about 4 weeks ago, my first go.
Oh, really? Only 4 weeks ago?
I haven't stopped since.
Your complexion was great. Yeah. When I left...
Do you want to have a smell of my shite? smells like my breath.
Yeah. This is School of Dad.
when you got the all clear to go, were you a little bit nervous?
No, I was a dickhead. I was. I just quit smoking, so I was a proper crank, right?
Yeah.
It's quite bad. So I'll get this out of the way quick, because okay. I still feel bad about this. So I was a bit stressed, getting in the baby car. She was crying. I was like, for sake, what's going on here? I was a bit stressed myself. I hadn't had much sleep.
Yeah.
And then, stupidly, we had my mate in the hotel, the hospital.
Okay.
That day before he was leaving, we were like, yeah, just pop round for a drink later. We were all, you know, her mum and dad were coming over.
Yeah, to celebrate you getting little Rav home.
Yeah. And then, yeah, when obviously hormones get in, so we got home and I was like, Liam, come round, we'll have a drink. Went and got some wine on the way to get some wine. What the fuck are you doing on the phone? And then, yeah, so I wasn't the best boyfriend. I thought it'd be a good idea to get drunk when Ralph come home. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, some parents decide that it should just be them and the baby, but you want it.
But no, we'd had the talk before, yeah. But then she changed her mind, which she had told me, but I hadn't heard or listened to.
Okay.
Probably not listened to.
Yeah.
I was being selfish because I was excited and wanted to celebrate.
It's fine.
Which isn't wrong. Do it. Fuck them.
But how did Maisie react to this?
Oh, it wasn't. It did not go well.
No, didn't go well.
But a good thing the mum and dad were there, so they calmed it down a bit.
Okay.
Her dad was on side. He give the old. Oh, he's only excited to be home.
Okay.
I just wanted a drink.
This is the dad, of course, who walks out when you inform them that you were pregnant.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've
this
got him on side.
This is the dad that smashes your face in when he finds out you got a suck at the hospital.
So if you could play that differently, you wouldn't have got drunk on the first night.
No, I didn't get drunk in the end. I didn't get the chance to. So I was two bottles of Alpolicella sitting there, not being drunk.
Okay.
But yeah, I think if we had another kid, I definitely wouldn't do that again.
No.
I'd make it a nice little family environment, welcome home. But I just think it's because we'd been in the hospital for days. I was like, fucking get me out of here. Yeah.
Try 141 days, mate.
Yeah, but you had a bed, mate. I was slept on the floor. Poor little kids walking around all day looking for a bed. You're there swanning.
Yeah. We're only allowed a bed for 6 days. When Gemma got discharged, we had to commute from home to the women's hospital every day, which was a bit mad when you leave your child in hospital every night not knowing how they're going to be in the morning. There was about 3 or 4 times we got a phone call saying, you've got to come in because tonight could be the night he doesn't make it. And so but thankfully we only live 10 minutes away, so we can jump in the car and get to them. But yes, not to make you feel, you're looking now like, oh shit. So Johnny.
Yes, I was really excited about getting him home.
Yeah.
I think there is that kind of feeling where you've got him home, he's sitting there in his car seat, and you just sort of, me and Louise are kind of looking at each other like this is mental. And that's why I think it must be even more mental when you come out and you've literally just had the baby and you're straight home that night, because it's just like more of a intense game of a Tamagotchi or something. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got to look after this baby.
Did you drive him home?
Yeah, I did drive, and it's like
horrible.
It's like
horrible.
You drive slower than you've ever driven before.
Yeah. No, I was just speeding to get him home.
Can't wait.
No, but it's mad. But at the start, it was quite boring. You know, he's there.
Doesn't do much.
He doesn't do much. But the love was there.
Yeah, but it takes time to adjust, doesn't it? I mean, we had to get Toby home on oxygen because his lungs still weren't fully developed. So we had the added complication of that he couldn't go anywhere near the kitchen, or if we went out, he couldn't go anywhere near like a fire, because he would have gone boom. Because oxygen and fire don't mix.
Okay.
What about gin?
Gin the and drinks. Babies don't mix. Okay. But it's a weird experience when you realise, oh God, it's just us three.
Yeah.
And where did they sleep? Where did little Alex sleep for the first night?
Well, we got, I think it's called the Next to Me cot. He had that for a good while. And again, that's perfect. Going back to, you know, good old breastfeeding. It's kind of like a little cot that clips onto the bed.
Yeah, I've seen him.
So it means that like in the middle of the night, Louise didn't even have to get up. You can literally like roll over, whip a tit out and give them a feed like lying on your side. So there's no getting up in the middle of the night and getting bottles sorted. So he was in there.
Did he cry much?
Not really, no. Like I can't really remember any nights where he was just crying uncontrollably. Or, you know, most times it kind of was he's either shit himself or he's hungry.
Yeah.
Like at the very start, those are like the kind of two settings on the Tamagotchi that you have to deal with. feed and clean, and that's it.
Yeah. So you didn't really feed Alex at all then, did you, for months?
No, it was actually, Louise went back to netball, or she went back to, she's in a choir, so she went back to choir practice, and I think it was only about 2 or 3 weeks in, where I had him, not for like a whole night, but I had him for a couple of hours when she left, and she would have express milk, which all you do is put it in the bottle and sort of put it in some hot water just to heat it up.
Yeah, you got to sterilise it, haven't you?
Yeah, you got to sterilise the bottles themselves. Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it, for the first few months having to sterilise.
But not if the baby's breastfed, because you're not doing any bottles, are you?
Correct.
There you go. There you go. The full circle.
It's simple. No, but so I think that was quite daunting the first time. That must have been about 2 or 3 weeks in, and when it was just like
you and him.
Me and him. And I think it took him a little while to get used to a bottle, because the shape's a bit different.
Yeah, the teat's different.
The teat is different.
Than the nipple.
But what a feeling when, you know, like, I gave him the bottle and then he, like, fell asleep.
Yeah.
I've done it, Dad. Yeah. I'm Dad now.
Yeah, I am. Call me Dad.
I am your Dad.
This is School of Dad.
Gadgets are good for when your baby comes home. Monitor's good.
We've never used a monitor.
Really?
No, don't need one.
You've only got a one bedroom studio.
When you only live in one room,
a little bed sit.
You've got a little can and a string and another can in his cot.
Sorry, not his drawer.
Some people go for apnea mats. Did you hear about these? So an apnea mat sounds an alarm when the baby stops breathing. But the problem is,
I think they go off all the time.
They go off all the time. And so people, you don't get any sleep. And that's what you really need. As a new parent, you need to try and get as much sleep as possible, because you do get a new level of tiredness. Do you find that you were just zombified completely and reached a new level of tiredness that you've never been in?
No, not at all. Because back to the breastfeeding, I got a full night's sleep every night.
It's unbelievable.
The first few nights were like solid. It felt like I'd been on a bender. Yeah. Like, honestly, it was like...
Yeah, Toby didn't sleep at all, and so for 2 weeks he was there like, what do? I don't know what you...
I think that's where the family comes in to give you, like, because you don't want to do housework and that when you're that tired, and you just feel snowed under, even though you're not really doing anything, you just feel like, what is going on?
Accept help from the family.
Mm.
Which bottles do you use?
Come on, Adam. I don't know brands.
Dr. Brown's one that Maisie's mum told us you can only get them from America, and then I saw them in Boots.
They're the best ones we found, because they stop the colic and stuff.
Tommy Tippies.
Maybe Tommy Tippies.
Yeah, we've got a few of them.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I think that has to be like the underlying message from this podcast.
Yeah.
Just because people fucking kick off.
Yeah, they do. People do kick off about it.
When it comes to babies, people get absolutely mad. Yeah. I see some of the groups that Louise is on Facebook.
Yeah.
Mums. And different things Mum's Net, and there's different groups regarding breastfeeding and baby-led weaning, and I just watched a program about formula there, about the big formula companies ripping everyone off.
Because of how much it costs.
Yeah, so like the big name brands, they're like a fortune, and then like Sainsbury's own is like a quarter of the price, but it's exactly the same stuff.
Check the PL number.
I don't know what
that's
means.
What Martin Lewis would tell you today.
What's the PL number?
It's the actual drug number. So when you go and buy ibuprofen, say you can buy a big brand or you can buy the shop's own, look at the PL number and they'll probably be identical, and if they are, they're the same product.
I'm a sucker for that. Louise kicks it off at me all the time. You know, like if I go and get paracetamol and all, I'm like £6 Panadol, the ones that's Panadol Express, and then it's got little ticks like helps back pain, helps migraines. I'm like, I've got a migraine, that's going to be better. I don't want 22p Tesco's own. I want £6.
But they're exactly the same.
Apparently, but I reckon you've also got the placebo effect a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
look at this beautiful packaging.
Nappy changing. You're an amateur to start off with. It doesn't take long till you get quite good at the nappy changing.
Yeah.
What are your top tips?
In all honesty, if you can't change your nappy, just give up. It's so easy.
No, it is really easy. I think at the start, you don't use wet wipes.
No, cotton wool and water.
It's cotton wool and lukewarm water.
Yeah.
As they get a little bit older, then you can... Once you get on the wet wipes, I love the wet wipes.
Makes life easy.
And I love the disposables, but I'm not on them now.
You're not on them.
You used to be a disposable
Well,
family.
I think... Yeah, I'm saving the planet. I'm on reusable nappies. So nappies that have to be washed every single time they've been used.
Yeah, last time we were here, they were getting washed, weren't they?
Yeah, show them the picture, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, where do you see this here? Have you ever thought, as a man, what would I do if I just only ate corn? What would my shit be like if I only ate sweet corn? Well, there you go. There's a little...
What the hell is that?
That's Alex's napping.
Oh, my God.
After three corn in the cobs, that's all he ate.
He ate three corn in the cobs?
Yeah, he wouldn't eat anything else. He downed tools.
Oh, my God, he hasn't chewed up any of that,
it's,
really.
Well, that's corn, isn't it? It doesn't process, so it's just like...
And so that's in one of the reusable nappies. Yeah, so what do you do in that stage?
Well, I've come to a compromise with Louise because she's the one that's really wanting to save the planet. And I don't want to come across like I'm not arsed, you know.
You want to make life easy
for you. My
carbon
footprint's all right. Yeah. I've got an electric car. Do you know what I mean? So that's me done now.
Yeah.
That's me boxed. Give me a plastic straw, you know. But yeah, so now it's quite a sweet deal. So when he's got a dirty nappy, I just fold it and leave it in the sink in the downstairs toilet and Louise will deal with it. But I just love an aisle throwaway.
Yeah, no.
Mainly for NBA basketball fields, you know, like.
Do you wash it on like an eco wash and stuff like that? Or
I don't know. I think they need to be high temperature because of the shit.
Not really saving the world, I know.
No. Swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Well, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Whatever works for you.
Just get the lucky bill out.
You know, how quickly do you reckon you could change your nappy? Just the number one.
I like dithering a bit. You know, it's a bit of bonding time for me and the baby.
Get the wipes out. Get the bag ready.
Cotton wool and water,
get
please.
The candles.
Get the ready.
Get the music on.
So you're still on cotton wool and water?
Always.
No wet wipes?
No, better for the bum, innit? Okay. I want to keep your skin nice.
And if the skin does go a bit red, what would you use?
Metanium.
It's a lifesaver.
But there's a metanium before and after,
isn't
it?
To stop it.
That yellow one is the one that's like if the damage is done.
Yeah, that's like the good one.
That really works. It goes everywhere.
I even use that on myself.
Really?
On my hoop, yeah. Okay. You know, if you get a wee bit of ring sting.
Bit of chef's ass.
Yeah. Bit of metanium, bit of talc.
Are you applying your own metanium?
Yeah.
How do you see down there?
What do you mean?
How do you wipe your bum?
Really joking. You're only joking. Get the mirror out.
Gemma. Toby needs changing and so do I.
Oh, you've not been eating corn again, have you, Adam?
This is School of Dad.
What have we learned from this episode, by the way? What have we learned?
Don't get pissed. Don't try and get pissed when you're coming home.
So when you're taking them home, yeah,
just make it a family thing. Don't try and like make it a celebration.
Okay.
If you want an easy life, breastfeed, but whatever works for you.
Yeah, well, that was going to be mine.
Hashtag.
It's whatever works for you.
Whatever works
for you. It's going to be trending,
Oh, I do have some many other business. So I was talking to a friend the other day. You know, I was telling you in episode one about me having to do a sample.
Yeah.
A sperm sample. Yeah. Because it had taken us ages till we finally managed to get pregnant and we both had the discussion. So we had to get tested and thankfully we're both okay. But I remembered where I did the sample.
Ooh.
Mm. So I went home to do the sample, but I remember the exact location.
Can we guess? Garden?
No, not in the garden.
Looking over the hedge.
No. It was just in such a random place. I don't know why I chose this place.
I reckon it
this
was...
This is like fucking wanking Cluedo.
With the pot, man.
Was it with the lube in the utility room?
Was it in the baby's room?
No, it wasn't in the baby's room. God, that would have been weird. No, because we didn't have a baby then, so...
Where was it then, Adam? Spill the beans.
On the stairs.
On the stairs?
Where on the stairs? Adam with his dick out. There on the stairs, going clip-clippity-clop on the stairs.
It was on the stairs, and I don't even know why I chose that location.
Were you going upstairs, and you're like, no, this is happening.
Yeah, I couldn't get all the way up.
Were you standing or sitting down?
Lying down on the stairs and then on the knees.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Were you resting the cup?
Yeah. Did you have your knob through the banisters? It's not that big.
Next time on School of Dad.
Okay, so we'll be back next week.
With more smut.
Yeah.
I think this podcast needs more smut.
Yeah.
How's Alex, by the way? We've been pretty loud.
Okay? I've got him on smut.
Just as when he wasn't here.
I'm going to go get him soon and just wake him up.
Yeah. He's done so well sleeping like that.
Yeah, it's a nice midday one-hour nap, isn't it?
Yeah, literally, that's another bit of advice. When they sleep, just take as much time for yourself as possible.
Yeah.
And a drink.
But don't like leave. Don't like just leave the house.
Nah.
Catch a movie.
All right, we'll be back next week.
And what are we talking about next week?
Next week will be three to crowd, I think.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I look forward to it. And can we talk about things to do with babies as a dad at some point?
Oh, yeah, that's the episode. Okay,
all right, fine. We'll get there one day.
Ralph will be on the next episode.
Nah.
Really?
You can have him if you want.
Yes, yes. See how it feels.
Yeah, let's have Ralph for the next episode.
Have Ralph, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Well, that was good. Dad's over and out.
Dad's
over.
We did a dad.
Three dads, three babies, three completely different lives. This is School of Dad.